T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Skyway Corridor competition have gathered together here in Western New York. We're going to take a tour of the Skyway Corridor. It's very important that I'm talking about the Skyway Corridor, because what this process is really about is visioning alternatives for the corridor, not just the bridge. Not just the Skyway Bridge itself. But, you know, as we think about the development that has happened in Western New York, along the waterfront, in downtown, we've seen so much development. I'm reminded, I did a press conference with then Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy back in maybe 2012, just a few feet from here, and he was talking about everything that would happen, and virtually none of it had happened. And I mean, just look around, and everybody here knows the transformation that's taken place. Western New York has gotten such international attention. Last year, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Times of London, Today, People Magazine identified Buffalo as one of the best things about the United States in 2019. And so this is a real opportune time to talk about what's next. What are the options of what's next? So it's the panelists, some of whom are new to Buffalo. They've come from different parts of the country, are coming in. Some of them are seeing this for the first time, or they haven't seen it in a while. There are others who are from Western New York who are more familiar with it, but they're meeting each other. Submissions are due on Friday of this week, and so I'm very excited to see what's coming in.
Define the Skyway Corridor. What are the boundaries and parameters?
So it's really, there's a approximately four-mile corridor, and the exact meets and bounds, I think, are specified in the RFP, which is online. But it's really, we're not just talking the bridge. We're talking basically from downtown Buffalo over, you know, where we are standing right now, over the Outer Harbor, and then the area to the south. So it's not like the bridge ends and there's no corridor anymore.
Are you talking deep into Lackawanna?
Well, I'd be interested to see if there are submissions that start there. I mean, we're not super specific about where the vision could start and end. But yeah, we're talking about development. We're talking about development or lack of development or ideas that have to do with not just the bridge, but what's before it, what's aside it, what's after it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does it tie in with what the county IDA is trying to do with some of that Bethlehem Steel property?
It could. I mean, I don't want to prejudge what we're going to get.
It seems like the governor's office, if you read between the lines, is leaning toward leaving, would prefer to leave it up. A couple months ago, 4 renderings were put out. 3 of them left it up. The 4th was in black and white and really didn't have an idea.
Yeah.
If you read between those lines, it seems like the governor's office would really like a good idea to leave it up.
I was afraid that people would try to read between the lines. That's not intentional in any way. The intent of that was to try to stimulate diverse thinking about what can be done. But absolutely, the governor doesn't have a dog in the race about the final outcome.
What kind of timeline are we talking about here? I mean, there has been an investment in the Skyway already, and people are going to be saying, okay, so now you're going to tear it down potentially?
Well, the timeline for the contest is, the winner will be announced in September of this year, but it would take a few more years in order to do the type of environmental study that would have to happen before any type of major construction project would result in a shovel in the ground. So we're not talking about, you know, there's no scenario where this is coming down in October of this year.
Is there, I guess, a certain value that's assigned to the possible developers or whoever would be from outside the area that aren't exactly familiar with, you know, people in the South Towns having to take this every day compared to, say, a local group that would look at this idea? Is there a certain value assigned to that, the out of town groups?
Well, the in terms of the panelists, the idea was to have both local and national experts come together. So the idea was to have a diversity. There can be submissions from actually all over the world, and I'm not sure I understand the exact.
So like when, the, When the judging is decided, is there more of a focus on the local people who would decide, because they know the ins and outs of how important the Skyway is to people?
I think rather than weight a submission based on where it comes from, I think the value like that would show itself in the quality of the submission. I would guess that without having seen any yet.
I don't have a real timeline. What does the governor want to see happen so this doesn't become like Boston's big dig that dragged on for 25 years?
Right. Well, so, I think, as you know, that any kind of EIS, any kind of environmental impact statement, needs a purpose and need, and this contest can help inform the purpose and need. The governor has a pretty good track record of kicking EIS processes into gear. But I also, I'm not going to make the mistake of saying a particular month of a particular year we're going to have a project done. We don't know what the projects are going to look like yet.
How much could the construction that's gone on now and the detours and things like that sort of provide a glimpse of ways to move traffic in other ways if this was diverted in a different direction?
It could. I mean, we've provided traffic data. It's publicly available. It's on the website. I was actually observing the traffic patterns from the Harbor Center Hotel, that can be instructive.
How many submissions do you have so far?
I'm not sure. I know it's in the double digits. I haven't looked at any of them, and so I'm a little reluctant to say a number because I don't know how many of them are serious submissions at this point. I would imagine that most of the serious submissions are going to come in at the wire. If I was working on one, which I'm not, I would take every moment that I can to put together a quality submission.
How do you determine what is a serious or quality submission?
I'm using that as a subjective term. So there are criteria that are laid out, feasibility, affordability, and how the project would be paid for. Absolutely, traffic has to be taken into account, what happens to the traffic. Those are all features of a quality submission. It's nothing stopping somebody from writing a one-word sentence and submitting it, but I wouldn't consider that a quality submission.
It sounds like you're pleased by the number of quality submissions that you're receiving so far.
Well, I haven't reviewed any of them yet, so I don't know. But
the number that you kind of threw out, it sounds like there's been a really good response.
I don't want to say that without having reviewed any. I think you could tell yourself that the community has been engaged by this. There's a lot of word on the street, there's a lot of excitement in the air. But until I start actually looking at these, I don't want to judge them in advance.
What are the specific things you are looking for?
Well, again, so we're looking for a vision for what can be done with the corridor. I mean, another way of putting it, with large portions of Western New York's waterfront. What is the vision for the future of Western New York's waterfront? And then is that vision something that could actually be achieved? So the feasibility, the affordability, the taking into account what happens to traffic, those are all speak to whether or not the thing can actually be achieved. To what end? Sometimes just, when you're talking to your buddy, the discussion is take down the Skyway, leave it up. Neither is an end unto itself. There should be a purpose for whatever happens next, and we're looking for that purpose.
Is there like a checklist that people are walking around going through to see what they specifically want?
Well, there's not a specific checklist, but again, if you take a look at that RFP, it does outline criteria in great detail. The criteria, while in many respects are very specific, they leave open a wide variety of interpretations. I hopefully can't imagine every interpretation that will come in. That's the whole idea, to generate ideas that I wouldn't think of or that anybody else who's looked at the problem so far has really thought of yet.
How much will physical buildings and development in this area play a role in what happens here?
Premature to say, but I mean, we do know that there's a plan for Canal Side to do more physical building. That's part of the future. With this here, there are limits to what can be built versus if it wasn't here. Yes, we're looking at what can be done with the waterfront in the future. A lot of people would advocate against further development. We know just conversation in the air that there's an appetite for that too. But I'm really interested to see the diversity of ideas that come in.
John,
panelists are from where?
The DOT is also looking into the Skyway. Are they looking at, like, how long it would take to dismantle the Skyway? All of that?
I think that's right. I think that's right. I'm not from DOT. I'm not going to speak on their behalf, but they are really looking at a transportation issue. They are looking at transportation alternatives, which is absolutely a big part of this, and their expertise there is, you know, profound. This contest is intended to be broader than that. It's not an engineering contest. It's a visioning contest.
These panelists, these judges, where are they from? And you said that they would all be deciding on which project.
They're coming up right from behind us, right here. So I see Senator Kennedy and Congressman Higgins are here.
Contest for a design contest?
Yeah, and a visioning contest.
How did you decide who would be on this panel?
We were looking at people who had a variety of expertise related to the idea of our urban visioning, and we did try to have a mix of national and international people. I want to take the opportunity to invite Congressman Higgins and Senator Kennedy, since they've joined us, to perhaps say a few words. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. If for some reason you have more questions for me, but
just one quick question. How long will the tour go? Is it just today, or they're going to have other days to look at this?
This organized tour is just today. It'll last, I think, a couple of hours. Panelists are invited to come back whenever they want. And, you know, some of them live here, so it's easier for them. But some of them come from as far as Washington and Ohio. So we wanted an opportunity to bring everybody together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.